BBC News with David Harper. The man who was leading Britain's negotiations to leave the European Union has said the Prime Minister Theresa May's policy on Brexit would leave Parliament with illusory powers. David Davis resigned on Sunday night, launching a severe attack on the Prime Minister. He said her plans would hand control of much of the British economy to the EU. Mrs. May said she did not agree with his assessment. Two of his deputies have also resigned. Attempts will be made today to rescue eight boys and their football coach who remain trapped in a cave complex in Thailand. Ambulances have been seen arriving at the scene on the second day of the rescue operation. Four boys were brought out on Sunday. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has cancelled an overseas visit to supervise the response to severe flooding in the west of the country. More than 100 people have been killed and dozens more are missing. British police have started a murder investigation after the death of a woman who'd been contaminated by the nerve agent Novichok. The Prime Minister said she was appalled by the killing of Dawn Sturgis, who came into contact with the chemical 9 days ago. The son of South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma has arrived at a police station in Johannesburg, where he's expected to be charged with corruption. The charges against Duduzane Zuma are thought to be linked to an alleged bribery scandal involving the Gupta family. He's denied any wrongdoing. A court in Myanmar has decided to press charges against two Reuters journalists who've been in detention for the past 7 months. Jaw So U and Wa Lone deny accusations they breached Myanmar's Official Secrets Act. For the first time in 50 years, a rare marsupial called the eastern quoll has given birth in the wild in mainland Australia. The quoll was driven to extinction there, but this year scientists reintroduced the animal from Tasmania. Three females now have tiny baby quolls in their pouches. BBC News.